Sun Kwok, professor at the University of Hong Kong. Thank you very much for joining us today. The robot had landed on Mars. It's been described as an enormous step forward, an unprecedented feat of technology, said the US President Barack Obama. Australian scientists calling it a textbook landing. What would you say?
Oh, I would say I'm very excited because we don't know if anything should happen, when will be the next attempt going to be. So I think we're all quite relieved that everything went smoothly.
What sort of problems could there have been? We understand that it's taken a very, very long time to actually reach.
Oh, I think it's just a lot of hard work of all the engineers. I mean, everything, all the details have been planned long beforehand and have backup systems and so on. So I don't think there's not any luck or anything. I mean, it's really the result of everyone working hard and being well prepared.
What can it actually teach us about Mars that could be really useful?
I think in the long term, we'd be most excited about the possibility of life on Mars, because we now know that, bacteria are much more hardy than we thought. We have bacteria on Earth under very hot and dry conditions, and also in deep sea vents, and also in Antarctica. So, you know, it seems to us that there is quite a possibility that there could be microorganisms on Mars. And if that were the case, then it would give us another example of biology beyond what we have on Earth. Now, this is the long-term goal. On a short term, of course, we're not going to get there in one step. And I think this particular Curiosity rover, you look at the environment of Mars, you look at the weather conditions, you look at the surface geology, find out more about the minerals that on the surface of Mars, basically try to get us understand more about the structure of the planet. And hopefully that with time, then we'll get to the conditions. For example, this time we also try to see whether any sign of chemicals that may be related to life.
It's interesting to note that the US President's science advisor, John Holdren, said in his comments after the landing that if anybody has been harboring doubts about the status of US leadership in space, this shows that the US is in the lead. Now, what about this so-called space race between US and Europe, perhaps? On one side, China, Russia. China's been going ahead in leaps and bounds, hasn't it? You're very close to that in Hong Kong.
Yes, I think there is still quite a gap between, say, China and the U.S., and of course, Europe is very close behind. In fact, in many of the current space programs, I mean, U.S. and European countries are collaborating very closely. So, I mean, I think both European Space Agency and NASA still quite a bit technologically advanced than the other countries. Now, I mean, there's no doubt that China is very interested in space exploration. It has some long-term goals, have Mars in mind, but I think they're still quite a few years away. I think currently China is more interested in their own low-orbit manned flight program. They're more interested in putting a space station up and working, and they are next step going to the moon, well, in fact, continuing exploring the moon. So I think Mars is still quite a distant away. So it's more difficult, and also because China has other priorities at the present time.
But everybody has other priorities, it seems, at the present time. Finance. Now, this Curiosity laboratory has cost something like $2.5 billion.
Yes, that's right.
How possible is it to continue spending these large amounts of money on what are very high-risk operations?
Of course, I'm biased. I mean, as a scientist, I mean, I really would like to see that we continue these explorations in spite of the fact they are quite costly. But we also have to be realistic. I mean, things are getting more and more expensive. Every mission is now measured in billions rather than, say, in the past, hundreds of millions of dollars. And I think international collaboration is the key. So we have to involve more countries. Of course, at the present time, there are already close collaboration between U.S. and Canada and Europe and so on. I think this will be more extensive in the future.
You think that has to be global? You think that China, the U.S., Europe, Russia, everybody has to pool their resources?
I would very much like to see that. I think China has been of the mindset that they would like to do as much as possible independently on their own, but I think is for the good of the world community of all the countries putting their efforts together and try to achieve some common goals. And I think on a smaller scale, there's no problem of, say, India going to also trying to have some space mission. Japan, of course, have been quite active. So I think this is all good. But on a larger scale, then it really need to cooperate.
Professor Song Kwok, thank you very much for speaking to us today from Hong Kong.
Thank you.